I wanted to speak today more on the lines of Father's Day. I took 10 specific scripture references, and I will quote those for you, and I will expand upon those and talk about that. First one is Ephesians chapter 5, verse 28. So husbands ought also to love their own wives as their own bodies. He who loves his own wife loves himself. And this you will find in our sacrament of marriage within the church. Love your wife. Our children watch how we treat their mother. They watch and they are learning and forming their concept of marriage from us, the fathers. If they see you show disrespect to your wife, then there is a good chance your son will carry that into his marriage. If you verbally, mentally, or physically abuse your wife, then your daughter will expect that in her marriage. If you treat their mother like she isn't worth very much, then you are degrading the home, the family, and the marriage. They then will more than likely do the same in the future, in their future homes, families, and marriages. However, if they visibly see you show love and respect to their mother, then your son will learn how to be a good father himself. If you honor your wife, then your daughter will never be satisfied with a man who dishonors her. If you cherish their mother as a valuable part of not only your life, but their life, they will carry that mode with them for the rest of their lives. The first way to be a good father is to love your wife. Number two, Colossians chapter 3, verse 21. Fathers, don't make your children resentful, or they will become discouraged. That's the quote. Fathers, don't expect your children to be perfect. Don't expect them to meet all of your expectations, to fulfill all of your goals for them, to be what you want them to be. All too often, a father will try to live out their lives through their children. They want a son to be a star athlete. They want a daughter to marry into money and success that maybe they never achieved. Every child is different. They are not a clone. It is natural for them to make mistakes. They will spill milk or accidentally break something or do poorly on a test or get angry. They are not perfect. Neither were we when we were children. Don't criticize them, their imperfections, but rather acknowledge them. Don't expect perfect children. Number three, Psalm 127, verse 3. Behold, children are a gift of the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Children are given to us to enjoy, not to be a burden, not to avoid, not to ignore, but to enjoy. Enjoy your children. Enjoy being a father. And make sure that they enjoy having you as a father. Number four, Proverbs chapter 1, verse 5. A wise man will hear and increase in learning. So we must listen to our children. Give them your undivided attention. When they have a problem, when they are lonely, when they are worried, when they are sad, they don't need cartoons, video games, or cell phones. They need their father. Get involved with your children and know what is going on in their everyday life. Listen to them. If you listen to them when they are small and their problems are small, then they are more likely to come to you when they are older and bigger and their problems are bigger. Number 5, the first letter to Timothy, chapter 5, verse 8. But if anyone does not provide for his, and especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. So provide for your children. A footnote here. I don't mean that you have to give them everything they want, because that is one of the worst things you can do. We are living in a generation of children whose parents have robbed their children of the blessing of wanting, working, and waiting for material things. We have spoiled our children by giving them instant satisfaction, and they will carry on this tradition by charging whatever they want, thus accumulating enormous debt. You cannot buy off your children with a lot of things. Did my father provide for me? Absolutely, he did. He provided me with everything I needed and taught me the blessing of wanting, working, and waiting for material things. So take that to heart. Number 6, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4. And fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Train your children. We must teach and train our children to respect authority in the home, or they won't respect authority at school or in the world. We need to teach our children that there are boundaries, rules, and regulations, a line that they should not cross. Let's face it, our children are going to test us. They're going to see how much they can get away with. They are going to see if we mean what we say. And every time we back down from godly instruction, we will have to draw the line further and further away from God's standard. If we are not careful, eventually they will become the authority, and we will become the one in submission. Train your children to respect authority. Earn their respect. Be consistent. Discipline them with love, or they will never respect the authority of God in their life. 7 and 8 from the first book of the Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 11. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. And Psalm 55, verse 17. Evening, morning, and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. Pray for children and for yourself. Pray for your marriage. Pray for your grandchildren. You can't be with your child at all times. We know that. But God can. Can't protect them wherever they go, but God can. You can teach them right from wrong, but you can't be there when they are put to the test, but God can be with them. Pray for them and pray for yourself that God will give you the wisdom, love, and patience to be the father, the mother, the grandparent that you ought to be, the child. Number 9, Proverbs 22, verse 6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. So be a positive role model. You are a role model for your children. Like it or not, they will, to one degree or another, model their lives after you. You have inherited some of your father's characteristics. and your children are inheriting some of yours. A good father will be a role model. And the last one, Proverbs 23, verse 24, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he begets a wise son will be glad in him. So prepare your children. You are preparing your children to leave home someday. Some they may have already left. However, preparing them for life away from you is only part of the picture. If you haven't spent your time preparing them for eternity, then you need to start today. Remember the Chinese proverb, the second best day to plant a tree is today. God didn't give you your children just to prepare a doctor, a teacher, a plumber, how about even a priest? God gave you children, your children, to Christian fathers to prepare them for eternity. You can't choose which eternal path they will take. They're going to live forever in one place or the other. But you can choose to show them the way to heaven. And you certainly can have a godly influence on their choices. In conclusion, it is not easy being a good father, but it is not impossible either. It takes hard work, hard praying, and making hard decisions. You can't do it alone. God doesn't expect you to. God doesn't want you to. Don't leave Him out of your adventure in fatherhood or motherhood, or being a great grandparent, or even being a great child. Look, I did this just so I could improve myself, because I fail as a father every day. And I stand before you here today saying that I'm trying to do better. I hope that you will take these words and don't think that they are criticisms, but that they are instructive and that they can help each and every one of us in our lives in growing closer to God. That's why I'm going to make sure you get these words in written form. You can hear them again. You can stop the recording. You can go back. It will be on, I'm sure, later in the week. So I put a lot of work into this because I wanted to improve myself. I wanted to be an example for you, and I hope that you will do the same with your beautiful families. We do all of these things because we love each other and we love our God and Savior. So my prayer is that you will take these words and apply them in your families. By the way, I'm in your family too. So I'm praying for you, and I hope that you will pray for me. Amen.